Here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yield Grower event in Collinsville, Illinois, with me is Dr. Fred Belo. We've spoken a few times about the seven wonders of the corn yield world. And for those in the greater Western world who have not heard of them, why don't you give us a rundown of what those seven wonders are first?
Yeah, we've really worked these seven wonders. They're the seven things that individually each year can have a positive impact on crop yield. And the idea is that if you're going to grow high yields, you need to know those factors that you have control over that impact yield. And the biggest one, I guess, the least in your control, but the largest factor affecting corn yield is obviously the weather, all aspects of weather. And planting date, I'm sorry to say, is determined by the weather. Number two is my favorite. It's the one the farmers have the most control over. That's fertilizer nitrogen. Probably their most important decision they make is number three, hybrid selection, getting even harder and harder each year. Number four has to do with the crop they grew the year before, previous crop. There's a penalty if you grow corn on corn, and we sure saw that last year in bad weather. And number five is the factor that's probably changed the most in recent time, the plant population or plant density, plant stand, however you look at it, the number of seeds planted per acre. And this is a crucial factor in crop yield because number of plants per area is a yield component, and it's sure to go up. Number six is tillage, either when or how much. And tillage interacts with everything else, as every farmer knows. I like tillage when it's wet and cold in the spring, but I'd rather have no-till if it turns out hot and dry in the summer. And seven is sort of the catch-all that I'm going to call growth regulators. It's a wide-open field, and there are some seed treatments that do give some vigor enhancement and sometimes help in poor weather and achieving your population. And then there are some, the growth regulator I often talk about is the stay green, the leaf health or performance that you sometimes see from strobilurin fungicides. And if used properly, sometimes I think that can give you an increase in yield. And so those seven factors individually make up crop yield.
Now, you've basically assigned some value to each of those different factors and how they might impact yield, one of them individually. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we a lot of the things that we research in our laboratory is sort of the value of each one of those seven wonders, and therefore we can assign an average value. And obviously, that average is a range, and sometimes that range is pretty large. And every farmer knows that good weather can forgive their bad management or more likely overcome their best management. So, boy, weather has a 70 plus, and it can go either way. I mean, a hailstorm or a tornado can be catastrophic weather events. If I had my weather way, it's warm, moist spring, rain in July, and cool August temperature. Nitrogen, it's a big range, but 70 bushels is the current average from getting it just right, a little less than most farmers think, but still number two. And every farmer knows you shouldn't plant the same hybrid over their entire acreage because they're certainly not equal. 50 bushels at least between the best and the worst. Previous crop, corn on corn on corn on corn, is going to cost you 25 bushels. Soybean gains it. Plant population goes either way. I think most growers are under planting, and so I think they give up 20 bushels, but wrong hybrid, wrong weather, it can go the other way as well. And no doubt getting tillage right is worth some yield. We generally see it's worth 15, not as much as farmers think, but obviously it's important. And the growth regulators have the smallest value and the biggest range. So even though used correctly, you might see a 10 bushel advantage. It's way easier to get a decrease in yield if you use the wrong growth regulator in the wrong weather or the wrong hybrid. So that class requires some attention. And supposedly, if you have good weather and you've maximized the value of each one of those wonders and summed them up, the yield is 260 bushels. And on the rare cases when the weather cooperates and we have those factors optimized, we can grow 260.
Well, as you said, one of the biggest factors that has the most value is nitrogen. So you spent quite a bit of time talking about nitrogen. Tell us some of the things that you shared with the growers here.
I did. And what I showed the farmers is that weather and nitrogen are right at the top of the wonder list. On a relative basis, those two factors constitute more than half the farmer's yield. And so the thing I highlighted is they need to try and manage to prevent weather-induced nitrogen loss. Weather-induced nitrogen loss costs them yield, and it also has a negative environmental impact. So I showed them some actual examples that I think can occur on their farm. Too much rain at the wrong time with unprotected N can lose just enough to make a big difference. And on the other side of the story, if you have urea on the surface, unprotected urea on the surface of the soil, and it's too dry, that causes loss right into the atmosphere. And that's probably worse than in the water. So since that element is so important in high yield, and since there are technologies available to prevent its loss and correct it if it has been lost, there's almost no excuse for farmers to suffer big yield losses from weather-induced nitrogen loss.
Okay, well, one of the main things you were here to talk about is really what happened last year. Take a look at what happened last year. And you looked at, like, the standard versus high-tech version of how that affected yields in 2011.
Well, yeah, and the weather worked against us in 2011. We were geared up to grow 300 bushels, and right out of the ground, we looked pretty darn good. But you know what happened in most of Illinois. About the third week of June, the weather stopped. In other words, the rain stopped, and the temperature went up. And in other words, what we observed in 2011 is if our management had not made yield by the third week of June, we were pretty well done because of the weather, the lack of rain, and the high temperatures sort of put a cap on yield. And so in 2011, our high-tech package over 12 sites averaged 195 bushels, and it was 26 bushels on average higher than our standard tech. And we had a range of a 7 bushel yield decrease with high tech under the driest site, where we probably used the wrong hybrid, to a 55 bushel yield increase in one of the irrigated sites. So obviously the weather plays a big factor in how well the crop can respond to high-tech management. But we were still impressed by the fact that even under those poor conditions, by managing from the very beginning and by planning for high yield, we managed to eke out an extra 26 bushels in a bad year.
Well, that's what matters. Now, you were asked about what's ahead for 2012, and you indicated you might have a compliment to your 7 wonders of the corn yield world.
Well, you know, we can't just grow corn after corn after corn. There's a yield penalty, and the world needs more corn and more soybean. So one of the solutions to the continuous corn yield penalty is to increase the yield of soybean. And I'm convinced we've actually used the soybean plant as sort of the scavenger second child getting the hand-me-downs. And I believe that there's some yield to be gained in today's soybean genetics through crop management. Some of the same factors that we're looking at with corn, we believe, will give a synergistic yield increase with soybean as well. And there's certainly a need to increase the yield of soybean as well as corn.
So the 6 secrets of soybean success, is that what you called it?
Yeah, since you don't put nitrogen on soybean, there's obviously one less. And we use the catchphrase, the 6 secrets of soybean success. It's kind of a misnomer because they're not secret. We're going to tell them to you. But the key factor, I think, is soybean success. And we want to make managing and soybean yield more interesting and have farmers take it more serious. So I'm pretty sure there's yield to be gained. Hopefully this time next year we'll tell you how much. And in the real world, complementing high-yield corn with high-yield soybean is the real way to feed and fuel a growing population.
What do you think about this event and about the whole concept of the pursuit of maximum yields that the FS system and GrowMark is doing?
Yeah, I think it's a really excellent opportunity for farmers and agronomists to learn what is possible. You know, if you think about the value of corn, it's over $6. It's really almost the farmer's civic duty to try things now while they can that they couldn't try before. And so that's sort of what these farmers are doing. They're trying things within reason. They're documenting it, and they're sharing the information with their colleagues. And so what a fantastic time to be able to experiment when we couldn't have experimented before. And that's probably because high prices, it doesn't take many bushels to pay for a practice.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Fred Bielow, here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yields event in Collinsville, Illinois. And I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.